And finally today, to another initiative that seeks to break down silos and get academic researchers more engaged with their colleagues and other disciplines. It's an online venture called SciMate, and it's a free website for researchers wanting to cooperatively develop their intellectual property. The site uses a variety of Web 2.0 tools, including wikis, forums, and other social networking functions. Now, one of the brains behind SciMate is Australian scientist Christopher Dyer, who's currently based at the German Cancer Research Centre in Heidelberg.
Everyone within research and development is so highly specialised and so focused on what they're doing that they really need that collaboration element. The way they're doing it now, through email, essentially, takes up so much time. Unfortunately, the behaviour is so set that we're going to be challenging a fairly established set of behaviour. But what wikis and discussion forums and social networks and in these forms of exchange, it makes it easier to do these things. You can do more collaboration, get more efficient collaborations, better collaborations using these sorts of tools than if you're just trying to email the world your ideas or hoping that someone's emailing you for your ideas.
And I presume if you encourage more collaboration between researchers, there's a greater chance that people won't be wasting time going over ground that's already been covered by someone else.
Oh, absolutely. One of the first people we spoke to about our idea was a publisher, and they were very interested in the idea of establishing a simple online journal for negative results. And this would just simply allow all of those experiments that now don't get published to be very easily published by the researcher. Then he just explains what he's done, and then someone else considering the same experiment can now, instead of repeating it, can look for an alternative way to do it. And by doing that, they haven't wasted their time, and they're actually pushing forward that envelope of understanding and knowledge, which is the purpose of research and development.
Now, of course, there are dangers for people in putting their research out there into the open market in terms of protecting their intellectual property. Some people will, of course, want to give over their intellectual property in certain circumstances. What sort of safeguards or arrangements are there with SciMate to ensure that people feel comfortable about the way they're interacting with others?
We use copyright extensively through the site, and the terms and conditions of the site claim copyright, which is a form of intellectual property protection, but it's a free form of intellectual property right protection. Instead of patenting something, copyright enables people to claim anything new or original on the site and have that form of protection, and the site transfers that ownership to the submitting party. We like the idea of a balance between hanging on to your property and sharing it, because if you don't share it, it isn't worth anything. The only way that your intellectual property will be worth anything is if other people take up that idea and run with it. And so we allow people to obtain a flexible copyright license of any intellectual property on the site, providing it doesn't interfere with the professional or commercial interests of the owners of that property.
How important is the fact that you yourself are a scientist, a researcher, in terms of developing this site and in selling this idea to other people in academia?
It's the absolute critical factor. I think everyone understands that researchers are not the same as any other industry, and they have different needs, they have different concerns, and they talk a different language, basically, to other groups. And I even see research and development almost as being two separate industries. On one hand, it's about discovery and pushing forward knowledge, and on the other hand, it's about commercialization. And these two worlds are fairly incompatible. And what we're trying to do on the SciMate is provide a world in which that research side is understood and facilitated, and then by doing that in a context of research and development, connecting these two fairly disparate arms of the same industry.
Now, you're travelling to different countries around the world promoting this site, but what about funding? How have you got the funding so far to do what you've done, and do you see this as a profit-making enterprise?
Well, to go in chronological order, we've tried to get funding from the German government, but as you might appreciate, these media are fairly new, and so we weren't able to get funding from the German government, but they kept us strung along for long enough that we developed it anyway out of our own pockets, And we've just launched it now, and we're saying to the community of researchers and developers, and particularly the organisations who stand to benefit considerably from these free services, that supporting us through sponsorships and donations is it will be greatly appreciated. I think fundamentally, though, the site is based on the idea that there is knowledge out there, there are materials and services and people out there that have tremendous value. And we're trying to bring these tools into a way that supports the research to such an extent that there should be some sort of return for these people, and that that return at some point should develop some sort of revenue for the site. And at this point, I'd really like to point out that how the site develops is entirely up to the community. What we end up charging revenue on will be something that we'll take to the community on the site, and we'll say, is this okay with the community of members? And the communities of members will decide whether that's appropriate or not.
Well, Dr. Christopher Dyer, thank you very much for talking to us on Future Tense.
Oh, thank you very much, Anthony.